Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Inside Your Business is brought to you by iWise, empowering you to make a wise insurance choice for your car, home, life, and more.
12 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. A phenomenal conversation that we continue to have here on the show, especially when it comes to insurance and insurance essentials. And many of us might know by now, it's important to protect your most important assets, right? We've had these conversations before. We've witnessed some of the natural disasters, the theft that does take place in South Africa. And there's nothing worse than working very hard to earn your pennies, spending your rands and cents on assets that you'd like to acquire, and then potentially losing them all by not being adequately covered. So if you've done that, that's the first step to making sure you're onto the right step. But once you've got cover, you need to make sure that you fulfill the policy requirements to stay insured, right? There's nothing worse than calling your insurance provider and realizing that because of a failure on your part as a client, you're now actually finding that your policy is not going to be paid out due to something that you could have prevented or participated in adequately just by maintaining open communication with your insurance provider. So someone who knows all about this and is a good friend of the show to tell us more as to how best we maintain this relationship is Nkazi Sokhulu, who's the CEO of iWise. Such a pleasure to see you again, sir.
Thank you for having me, Kuku. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Always exciting. And I love that we really, taking away the pain, frustration, and the negative sentiment that often exists around insurance, because the truth is, it's a necessity of life.
Absolutely it is. I was just listening to you on your previous, with your previous guest, talking about the difficulties that we're all facing.
Yeah.
From a financial strain perspective. And I realized that, you know, given the segment is us talking, you know, trying to educate customers in terms of putting themselves in the best possible position, whoever they are insured with, whether it's iWise or anyone else, one of the things that actually is playing itself out in this economic environment is people are getting judgments.
Mm. And maybe let's remind people what that is, because essentially if I fail to pay my debts adequately, I then default, I'm not making any kind of repayment arrangement, it could actually lead to me, essentially, I guess judgment is worse than being blacklisted, right?
I guess it depends on who you ask. But ultimately, it speaks to the fact that you have a obligation,
yeah,
a loan obligation that you haven't been able to pay consistently on. Now, when that happens, a number of things can happen to you in terms of what it means for you and your insurance situation. So the one aspect that, you know, when I first discovered this, when I got into the industry the first time, that blew my mind was the fact that if you default on your loans, it can impact how your insurer rates you from a risk point of view. So it can impact your premiums. So when there you are, Kuku, you've just got your brand new, shall I say, A35 AMG.
Oh, it's magic to my ears.
Beautiful car.
Yes.
But you've had a couple of defaults in the past. You will go to your insurer. Let's say you come to iWise and you say, this is me, Kuku, and you are giving us your information as for us to underwrite you, to us to understand your risk. If you've defaulted, it can impact your premiums by increasing them.
Mm.
Happens for all insurers. So, you know, I have so much, empathy for the South African consumer, because this is such a difficult period we're in.
Yeah.
This sustained high inflationary environment that has these high interest rates really leads to this, and it impacts people's ability to afford their insurance. And it impacts people's ability, if those who already have insurance,
yeah,
it can impact your ability to claim if you don't inform your insurer that you've had that your risk. You remember we spoke about last week about,
yes,
or a month ago, the fact that you have to inform your insurer of changes.
Yes.
One of those changes in your risk profile is your credit.
My goodness.
So it's incredibly difficult, and I think this is the period where we should really be helping the South African consumer understand these dynamics so they can put themselves in a better position so that the tough economic environment doesn't bite them.
I'm so glad you're highlighting this, Nkazi, because it's something that many South Africans perhaps weren't even aware of. And the truth is, no one really thinks, let me call my insurance provider and tell them, hi, Nkazi, just to let you know, I haven't been paying my credit card for the last 2 months. Plus, I took out a personal loan to pay off some other debt. So that actually might increase my risk because it's not something we typically think of. And when we think of not being in good standing, it's almost met with a level of shame. And that's not what we're actually encouraging. The more open you are, the better that level of transparency could actually be for you.
I can tell you that every clients at iWise who's come to us and said, this is what's happening right now. We've been able to make a plan for their situation, but because they've been open, we can actually address the matter and actually ensure that their cover remains adequate and ensure that they will have no issues if it comes to, when it comes to needing to lodge a claim. But it's a function of what's happening in the economy right now.
Definitely. Something else that does speak to a heightened level of transparency is, of course, not only maintaining the fact that you are in good standing, but disclosure, as you said, around several changes. And I'm hoping that we can, you know, join this with a number of themes that are relatable to many South Africans. I remember when I started driving in first year, and my dad said to me, you better be very careful on the road, because now that I've put you in this vehicle, I've told my insurance provider. And because you are all of 18, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and only been driving for a couple of months, that increases the risk. And sometimes we find that South Africans, parents or loved ones might share a vehicle with someone and not fully disclose the fact that, hold on, I'm no longer the one behind the steering wheel. There's an additional driver.
So it's an interesting one. I have the same recollection. I was in varsity and I was coming to the end of varsity, and basically we were trying to get a car for my new job. And my mother's like, listen, they're going to charge you a lot because you know, I'll be the primary driver. These are the conversations we were all having. Because we're trying to figure out how to make that insurance policy affordable. I think a lot has changed in the industry since those days, and for the better for South African consumers. So one of those things that has definitely changed is that a lot of insurers will say to you, you need to be clear that you are the primary driver. And in some cases, they'll say, please state your secondary drivers, and you'll state them.
Yes.
And they'll be, what they will do is actually just give the secondary drivers, if they're in an accident, they'll have a higher excess as opposed to impacting your premium. Others will go as far as not even asking for a secondary driver. They just want to know who the primary driver is, but also make it clear that if someone else was driving the car when the accident occurs, the excess is higher. So I think from an insurance industry perspective, we've moved in a better direction for consumers.
100%.
So a lot of people still stress about this thing. It really isn't what it used to be. I would just ask that people look at those their particular policy terms and conditions around that. But you'll find that most insurers, what they really do is they put a higher excess. Let's say your excess is 3,000 if you're the driver when the accident happens, and then we'll say in a lot of cases, if someone else is driving, the excess will be 6,000. So we find people when that accident happens, they actually lie.
Oh no!
To the insurer and say I was driving, because in their minds they think the fact that Usman Bani was driving means it's going to be rejected. Actually, in a lot of cases, it doesn't mean that at all. But now you entering a situation where you're now not telling us the truth, it creates
the consequences of that lie.
I really ask you to just be honest. You'll find that in a lot of cases, you'll be amazed at how many of our clients tell us, yeah, listen, it's my car, but my son drove, and it's okay. We'll say, okay, the excess will be this in your case, and we go along. But others are too afraid to tell us that because they think it will lead to a repudiation or a rejection of the claim.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I guess that's the immediate assumption, that if I tell them the truth that Kuku was driving outside Kingsway campus instead of me, then my claim will be rejected. But the honesty is what's important, to make sure that you then find a balance in terms of that payment. Coupled with that honesty, this sounds wrong. How honest should you be? That sounds very wrong. But these are the conversations we have around the braai with friends, right? Yeah. Around the timing of the accident, how promptly we reported, the full details that need to be shared. And sometimes people are like, be honest, but not that honest. But the truth is, a lie is a lie. And a lie will fundamentally catch up with you at some point, even if it's you call it withholding certain parts of the truth, right?
So Are we in a safe space group?
Always.
We can whisper to each other and all the listeners we have. Most insurance companies have something called a claims meeting. It's regular in its occurrence. It's usually once a week, sometimes twice a week. And what they typically do, including us, is we review complicated claims. If I can tell you the level of detail that is in the reports that are written, I would strongly recommend to anybody to just be honest. I promise you, you'll be fine. But I also promise you, when you do lie to your insurer, they will find out. One of the lies that people normally have is, indeed, I was driving at a particular time. I promise you, we'll know.
With or without track on the vehicle?
Yes. So be honest. Just be honest. Whether it's a time, whether you won't show up at the speed, okay, then you won't show up at the speed. But if you know for a fact that you were driving 180 in a 120 and you say, I was driving 120, I promise you, your insurer will know. It's the level of sophistication that insurance companies put in to make sure that they are treating their customers fairly, to make sure that they're consistent. It's absolutely incredible when you see the machinery inside.
And maybe let's underscore that, because there's a perception that you're trying to catch us out. You know, that's always the perception. Oh, yes. Well, they're going to look at the tire tread. They're going to look at the time that you were driving. They're going to look at, you know, whether you filled up at the filling station and went to a stop to purchase alcohol or other beverages and all of those things. And there's this perception again that it's just to catch you out. And I appreciate that you're saying it's really meant for your best interest as a customer and a consumer, provided that you also share full and honest open disclosure.
So I think one of the things that that always amazed me when I started, you know, really understanding the dynamics of the industry in general, is the fact that it's not that insurance companies are looking for something you've done wrong. It has to be something that, when it comes to looking at complicated claims, it has to be around, did this cause or contribute to the problem? Uh-huh. So you telling me that, you know, it was 3 o'clock instead of 5 o'clock in the afternoon because that's not really meaningful to you potentially drinking and driving.
Yes.
Right, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. Right, so the question is, did it contribute to the problem? So tire threads, it's because it's in all our policy terms and conditions, yes, regardless of which insurer you will be with,
yes,
because we know that statistically speaking, when rain happens, cars start sliding as if they are boats on the road. They literally slide, they have no control, and that creates accidents. So we, as insurers, require all our clients to make sure that the tire threads are kept at a decent depth.
Yeah.
Right? So that's really where it's about. It's, did it contribute, that the thing that you had taken a commitment as the insured, as our client, that you were going to maintain, did you maintain those aspects? Then it's not an issue at all. So that's really where it comes from.
I'm so glad that you highlight this, because then it takes away the fear factor that we have in the level of honesty we should have. Because the truth is, we're all grown ups by the time you're taking out insurance on a vehicle or any other assets you own. And you know the role and responsibility to be a responsible participant and customer to your insurance provider, and the importance of the full and honest disclosure. I think it's so important as well, Ngazi, that we do get a reminder of what being in good standing is. It might, you know, specific to iWise, happy for you to share some examples, but also for us to go back this evening and actually call our insurance providers tomorrow and say, hold on, I just want to double check. I just want to make sure. What particular questions should we ask? What should we evaluate? And most importantly, what should we prioritize to disclose?
So I think it depends on two things.
Okay.
There's generally two types of insurance, right? There's short-term insurance or car insurance and car vehicle
or household,
and the likes, the way you're insuring items, things that don't exist, and of course life insurance, where you're insuring humans, their livelihoods. I think the question is interesting for both. So on you know, where you're insuring things, items, cars and homes, you want to make sure that what you disclosed when you took out the policy is still valid. Where you live, Where the car is parked, the security of the house, and the security you've installed around the house. Those things you want to make sure are still valid. Life insurance is a very interesting one. So we also, you know, IY's like many other insurers also offer life insurance offerings. Mm-hmm. And life insurance is interesting in the sense that it takes a snapshot in time and it holds it. It doesn't actually, unlike short-term insurance, you don't have to keep updating. Oh, listen, so now this year I now have diabetes. You don't have to do that with life insurance. It takes a snapshot in one moment in time. However, if you have a life cover and you now have, say you've got diabetes and you want to increase your life cover, you do have to now disclose the fact that that is now relevant, because it was not relevant when you took out the policy originally, but it is now relevant when you're increasing your cover. So life insurance, that's the sort of path it takes. It's a snapshot and you're done. But when you need to increase cover, you need to update your health. Your health is what's critical there.
The blood test, the healthcare scans, and fully disclosing that as well. Absolutely. To make sure that it's open and honest. Absolutely. And I think that's also a very important one, because in Nkazi, there's a lot of behaviors perhaps that people pick up along the way as they grow older, or health conditions that they actually might struggle with. And there's also a fear factor that, if I disclose this one, you know, it might not be made very favorably. But as you've said, if you look to extend or increase rather your life cover, it's very important and critical that you share that. I'm also assuming that that kind of information would have to be clear and transparent between yourself as well as the medical practitioners that you'd interact with.
So, absolutely. You'd be amazed at what happens on a life insurance side of things when there's
really?
A claim there. People will, you know, they will say to you, for instance, at the point of taking out the policy, that I don't smoke. Believe it or not, we as insurers can pick up if you truly are a smoker.
Exactly.
And that is an issue that could be problematic for your claim stage. So I cannot stress this enough. If you're honest, you'll be fine. There's nothing to worry about at all.
That hubbly bubbly on the weekend, guys. That casual engagement you have on the weekend. Those are the things that we need to be mindful of. And I say this openly and honestly, because that's how South Africans do live. Where perhaps there might be activities you engage in on the weekend and you think, I'll be fine. So it really is important that we disclose. It is so amazing speaking to you as always. And I really appreciate that we've been able to have a very open and frank conversation about the fact that insurance cover is not here to catch you out. All you need to do is understand that it's like any relationship. It needs to be reciprocal. It needs to be honest. It needs to be transparent. It needs to be truthful. That way, both parties know the risk that they're taking, the amount of cover that they're able to afford, and finding a middle ground to make sure that one will have a policy that, upon having to claim, will actually be fulfilled and paid out.
Absolutely.
Such a pleasure speaking to you as always. I wish we could have you on speed dial whenever we have these insurance questions.
And I am available anytime, but I really do appreciate the opportunity. I really think there's so much that is still unknown and still concerns the ordinary citizen in the country to say, but what am I getting with this? And I think more of these interventions will actually improve people's lives.
100%.
And that's what we're really hoping to do here as IWAS.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Nkazi. Always appreciate it, and looking forward to touching base with you again. If there's anything you take away from our conversation tonight with Nkazi Sokhulu, who's the CEO of iWise, is open disclosure with your insurance company. Even if it means you've lost your job, can't maintain your payments, or perhaps have heightened levels of credit, just have a conversation with your insurance provider to say, Nkazi and team, this is my reality. Let's try to work out a plan. And fundamentally, a solution will be sought for you to make sure if you're able to follow through with that.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.